Orlena Kane is not here today. She's still in L.A. And when she's away, we have the locker room. Buzz Collins from her brother station, Rock 107, joining me in the studio this morning. Good morning. Are you there?
Well, you have to put my microphone on.
I was wondering.
Well, there's a little switch there, big dog.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Gotta do everything
for
you.
Gotta do it myself.
And Sky, the intern, decided to come back to work this morning. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks.
Slept in yesterday?
I did, yeah.
We got the text at 11:15 yesterday morning. Oh, by the way, guys, I'm not going to be in.
I did have a good 14 hours sleep.
It's pathetic.
It was nice. It was much needed.
Doesn't matter. You missed your work day.
I'm sorry.
These kids today, I can understand sleeping, past the alarm. It happens sometimes.
Yeah. But joining us also for the locker room, the legendary Brian DeCare. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're enjoying Dr. Dre?
Very good.
Yeah, you got to use this on CJBQ.
Yeah.
What are you going for?
Word.
The only color you have in your closet is black. Have you noticed that DeCare, all he does is wear black every day?
Then I don't.
It's supposed to be slimming, right?
I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I know you get up early. So do I.
Yeah.
I can't think that straight when I get up in the morning.
Yeah.
I can't color coordinate. So if everything is black, no problem. Just grab whatever, put something on the top, put something on the bottom, it'll work.
About 90% of my clothes are black, too, so I understand.
Yeah, I like buying black suits because they're slenderizing.
Slenderizing.
What are you laughing at, Brian?
Isn't that what you do with like a
slenderize,
steak?
Is that a word, slenderizing?
Yeah, I slenderize the T-bone before I throw it on the grill.
Sky was sharing a story with me earlier this morning.
Yeah.
What happened?
Speaking of getting dressed, I was putting on a pair of, I was going to wear black on black like I usually do, and I put my favorite pants on, and then I tried to pull them up by the belt loop. And I ripped a hole in them. So I was like, oh, my gosh.
All that happens in radio.
The COVID in the winter. I'm really packing on the pounds.
Yep. Sitting on your derriere. Well, when you show up, Brian, what should we do?
Should have just gone back to bed.
What should we do with Sky? She slept in yesterday. She sent a text to me at 11:15. Said, oh, by the way, I won't be in today. The show was already over. I'm going to be a wee bit late. What should the disciplinary action be taken by programming?
Well, she could do a Saturday shift.
I already do that. I already work every Friday, Saturday.
Yeah,
well, I mean, in addition to the hockey games, it'd be really brutal to have to be here for like 5 o'clock,
Oh, I could not trust her. Mix Nation, what would you do in our situation? We've got an intern here, Sky, and also a team member, but didn't take the responsibility yesterday of showing up to work.
I say a month of hard labor.
Maybe Mix Nation, 962-9700, what would you do? Remember that television show on ABC? Quinones was the host.
What would you do? Yeah,
they would do fake scenarios
exactly.
Where people were getting into it.
What would you do?
Yesterday, I was at City Hall for an important meeting with the mayor and Councillor Chris Millett. I was coming out, and the Freedom Rally, where they want everything changed.
Tell me more. I haven't heard about this.
So there was a group of truckers, right? So
what?
Anyway, they were out there protesting. And then the people right across from City Hall were protesting against the anti-protesters. It was kind of weird.
They cancel each other out then? The two of them coming together like that?
Kind of. It was very interesting. We got a call. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Your name?
Tara Bartholomew.
What's up, Tara?
Well, you're looking for something for your intern to do?
Yeah, not to do. She missed her shift yesterday, was irresponsible, texted me at 11:15 and said that she would not be in for the show, and the show was already over.
Well, she could maybe help me with my event.
Oh, what's your event?
Well, we talked about it this morning.
Yeah, go ahead. Give a plug for it.
I'm having a celebration of life for my cousin Wyatt, who passed away 2 years ago. He would have been 12. So on the 27th of February, we'd like to celebrate his life. Would you like to help me plan that?
I can help with that.
And she's she's $25 an hour. Tara, I'll get you two connected, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Appreciate the call. Did you know I saw this morning, guys? The average person checks their phone 344 times a day.
I saw that. That's nuts. I'm never average about anything, but certainly not that. I can go through the day and realize, maybe I should check and see if I got any messages.
I know, but that's 344 times a day. We're checking our phone.
And even if that's an 8-hour day, that's like 40 times an hour.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
I'll bet you Orlena doubles those numbers.
She's triple.
She's champ.
Hang on a second. I want to check. Nothing new has come in. Oh, I think we got another call for Sky. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a great job for her.
Oh, no.
I think she should be the elevator concierge for the day and interview everybody that enters the elevator.
I love it.
Yes, we have a winner. Whatever
That's a
happened
good idea.
To the elevator guy, right?
Yeah. Can you get dressed? Well, no, your pants don't fit anymore.
You can go get new pants.
She's got to wear like a little black suit.
Yeah.
And
nice white gloves, nice little hat.
Every time somebody gets on the elevator, you ask them what floor.
Exactly, and you're going to work the elevator. Wear a mask. Yeah. That's a good suggestion, sir.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Thank you. Mix 97, good morning.
Good morning.
We're looking for suggestions.
No applause?
No applause. Just welcome to the show. Sorry.
Oh, well. You want me to bring something to the program? Okay, first of all, don't you guys remember when you were Sky's age?
Oh.
Yeah, really, eh?
What about it?
Yeah, I guess you guys were perfect, right?
Yeah, we were.
I wasn't perfect, but I didn't sleep through an entire work day.
But Sean still does that.
Never once, right?
I a true story. I was at a charity. I was at a charity event. Todd Smith and I. Todd's now the Minister of Energy.
Yeah, well, life is different at Barry's Bay.
We were out at an event all night, like at this charity hockey game, and we went to Boston Pizza in Trenton, and then the beer started flowing at this guy's house. We had a driver.
Yeah.
We left the house party at about 10 to 5 in the morning. Came to the radio station, splashed some water on us, tried to sober up, and we did the show.
So you were at work under the influence.
Well, what radio guy is
really?
Like, seriously, Sky, don't throw me under the bus. This is about you and your behavior. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and about checking your phone like 40 times a day, that's like worse than smoking.
344
times. 344
times.
Pay attention to the
program. 40 times an hour, excuse me. That's like worse than smoking.
It is.
Yeah.
So thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anybody else got anything to go with? I mean, I've got nothing for the show, so it's just going to be, knocking Sky today.
I wanted to test you real quickly on your music. You're a music...
No, I'm not.
Musicologist, audiophile, whatever. Hmm. That's what I've heard you,
Can
Brian.
You help me, Brian?
Let's see how you guys do with some classic lines. I came across this book, More Than Words.
All right.
So we're supposed to guess the song or something?
Yeah, I give you the line. It's just a classic line. For example, let's see here. Just slip out the back, Jack.
Oh.
Paul Simon.
Yeah. 50 Ways to Live.
There you go.
Let's try another one here.
Don't rub it in, DeCare, okay? I think you're a big hero now because you got one right.
Oh, here you go. You can rely on the old man's money.
You can rely on the old man's money.
Hall of
Notes.
I've yet to get one. This is brutal.
Mr. Mojo Rising.
Not a clue.
What year?
We're talking classic rock here. We're talking probably 70, 71, somewhere in there.
Doobie Brothers.
Mr. Mojo Rising. The Doors. L.A. Woman.
Okay, come on. Give us something that we know.
Okay. Snot running down his face.
Oh, that's real classic. Well, that's
Jethro Tull.
There you go.
Aqualung.
Nice. You got bonus points for that one.
You're making me look bad. You could get reprimanded for that.
His hair was perfect. Come on.
I'm calling a friend. Good morning, Mix 97. His hair was perfect.
Werewolves of London.
Absolutely.
Who is this?
Shy Guy.
Okay, thanks. All right, one more.
All right, one more. Doctor, give me the news.
Sexy Eyes Dr. Hook.
What?
Is that Dr. Hook?
No. It's Robert Palmer, Bad Case of Loving You.
Oh.
I'm not leaving until I get one. You're staying here until I get one. Make it easy.
Let's go through the whole book. Why don't we?
Well, I love this line. I'm not sure I know the answer to this one. Shaved her legs, and then he was a she.
All I want to do is Sheryl Crow.
No.
Actually, this rings a bell now.
Shave her legs?
Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side.
Give me
a song I know.
Okay. Let me see here. Ooh.
You're trying to pick a hard one. So
I'm trying to
bad.
Find an easy one for you.
It's pathetic.
Here we go. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Let me call a friend.
Oh, come on.
Mix 97, excuse me while I call a friend.
Well, I know that one, but I'll give you an easy one. Do you remember?
Do you remember?
Come on,
remember?
It's your favorite song.
Huey Lewis.
No, it's Earth, Wind, Fire.
Bye-bye. Second. Now the audience is falling out there. Make me look bad. What is that one you just mentioned?
That was the one I just mentioned? I lost my place here. Let me give you another one. Here we go. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today.
Nobody answer. This is mine. John Fogerty Centerfield.
There we go.
Brother. Yeah.
Participation ribbon for that one.
Bring it on, Buzz. I'm getting my game on. Put me in, coach.
I want to hear you rap this song. I want to hear you say some of the words to this song.
Yo.
Yo. Wednesday on the go. Yo.
Whoa.
I went to get the butter. Found it in the gutter. I don't know.
Peanut butter.
Oh my God, no.
Drove down Dundas. Dragging my ass.
Oh, bird. No.
Yo.
Good show, guys. Hey, thanks for being a part of it. And don't bring that book back in the studio.